So now is the time we have been requesting. Now is the time that we have been looking forward to. Now is the time that we have reserved for this process of ascension. So we really want to start admiring heaven above. So when they mean heaven above, they're talking about the light. They're talking about the strength within. They're talking about like a season of change, a season of new development, new season, new entitlement, new. So we want to just really open up to the fact there's this extraordinary, expansive version of ourselves that we are soon to receive, that we are soon to understand, that we are soon to engage in, that we are soon to offer ourselves to in our truest sense. So we want to remember we are the ones that have to choose it. We're the ones that get to decide. They don't like that I said have to. So what they're truly trying to help me do is just really drop all of negative energy, negative words, negative consciousness completely. So the more that we decide they're liking that better because it's positive and they're using me sort of as a model. So really notice your words that you choose. Notice your voice. Notice the thoughts, because the thoughts, the feelings, the thoughts become the words, become the actions. So what we're learning to do is just sort of like, how would I say that? When we drop the attention to the struggle, when we drop the attention to the lower consciousness, it no longer is us. So we want to really realize that this is all about our intention. This is all about where we choose to reside. So just like the daily message today, we can choose to reside in the past. We can choose to reside in yesterday, or we can choose to reside in the new tomorrow. So the new tomorrow is our future self, where we already reside, where we already stand, where we already operate. So the more that we understand there's an enlightened consciousness, there's an enlightened presence, there's a consciousness in 5D reality already residing, already set up, already equipped, waiting for our follow through, waiting for our agreement, waiting for our enhancement, waiting for our choice selection. So the more that we understand moment by moment by moment by moment, we are the ones creating the new reality as we will choose the light, as we will choose the promised land, as we will choose the new voice. So new voice is, we're going to have the thoughts from the past. They're going to be repeated. They're going to be nothing new. It's almost like watching a rerun. Oh, I've seen it 10 times. I love that one. But you could almost recite it at this point. It's sort of like, where's the fun in that? Because you just sort of know what's going to happen. You know the blow up. You know the forgiveness. You know, like whatever. So why not just cut to the chase and open up to your new promise, to your new exposure, to your new light? So that light is going to be essential because, again, they were like, you have your arms up, use them. So funny. So below. It's the old consciousness. It's the old traveling energy that we just keep churning and churning, and it just is really sort of going nowhere. So we want to do is just sort of like imagine, imagine there's all this dirty stuff because you just traveled through the mud or whatever, and you just hold it up for true relief. So just imagine the showers just clearing off all the mud from your shoes, or you're at the beach and you're all sandy and you go under that shower and you just get rid of all the sand. So this is what we can do with our past. What's essential is our motivation to try, meaning I don't need to know who's right or wrong. I don't need to know any of it. all I need to know is I'm ready to advance. I'm ready to travel on by. I'm ready to be excused. It's sort of like, do you want to watch the old movie? May I be excused? I've seen this already. We really want to feel that there's really nothing left happening in 3D reality that holds our attention, that holds the buzz, that holds the excitement. It's like, been there, done that. I don't care which political party wins, because it's still the game of me, myself, and I, rather than united consciousness. So again, it's not that you're living in despair. It's not like you're living in a past season. It's simply that you're ready to introduce both sides. And there's a reason they're saying both sides. When you think of political parties, how many parties? Two. Both sides. You think of the conflict, racial inequality, both sides. You just think of an argument with a spouse, with a neighbor, with a friend, with a parent, both sides. So there's this constant conflict, like someone's going to win, someone's going to lose, duality. What we're doing is we're raising the bar on all of it and introducing the sunshine below. So wherever we're holding consciousness, thoughts of inequality, of struggle, of right, wrong, the more that we allow it all to be erased, the more that we allow it all to be sung. When they're saying be sung, it's like they're raising the energy of it. So now it's all like sitting like in choir seats and singing fifth dimensional consciousness, singing beautiful music. As we open that up, and each of us have areas of our life where this is happening, because what we're going to experience in the outer realm is going to be an influence, is going to equal what we have now decided to bring to the party, what we have now decided to bring to the consciousness. Because again, the problem isn't people out there, as much as we would like to think that. What we're learning is it's all our consciousness. So we're learning to be aware, and we're learning to choose the light, and we're learning to forgive all else, because all else is really everyone's sorrow of not knowing who they are in their truth, of not knowing their wholeness, of not knowing their light, of believing their ego, that their ego, that believing that someone's going to take something, so they got to grab it first. And we've all been indoctrinated in it, so no one's at fault. Everyone is due forgiveness, especially ourselves. So they're showing me, what do you call that? Garuda? It's a spiritual bird. Garuda, I believe that is. Hold on a second. Oh my goodness. Do you want to play also? Okay. I think it's G-A-R-U-D-A maybe? But when I'm receiving it, it's got a very, very powerful impact. So in other words, there is an energetic offering for all of us to travel with, to help make it so. That means the second we say yes, the second we're willing to try, the second we're willing to know, there's this like gust of energy that comes to, they're saying comes to us, consume us. It feels like we're being eaten up. But the consuming is, it's like almost like a vacuum cleaner, where if you have the light, groovy. If you don't, hang on, because it's sort of like when you submit the darkness to the light, we have so much lovely support that's ready to travel with us, including our higher self, including our master self. And so all we have to do is try. So when they're saying try, it's going to be the intention. So when we notice ourselves in the past, meaning in the argument, just got triggered, here I am having an argument with someone, playing it out. Well, they said, well, can you believe they said that too? It's like yada, yada, yada. It's like, how would I say this? When I'm looking at it, there's some kind of structure. It almost looks like when like the polo, they jump over these hurdles. And so when I'm looking at it, it's like our light takes over. So when you would normally have the fairy dust of the past, it's sort of like energies that just sort of linger on, hang on, just don't let you go anywhere. this light that we're now agreeing to, it just folds over. It just flops over. It doesn't have any weight compared to the strains of love, compared to the strains of God consciousness, compared to the strains of light that's soon to proceed. So allow yourselves to travel well. Traveling well is, I got my car keys, I got my glasses, and I got my light. I am all ready. So we want to keep feeling. They're saying two things simultaneously, I'm confused. So we want to keep filling ourselves up with light, and we want to keep feeling it most of all. Because if we feel it, if we announce it, if we prioritize it, then when the old stuff comes up, it's like ready to be consumed. They keep using that word consumed today. It's ready to be consumed because guess what we have? We have our light. So I'm holding it in my right hand, but of course it's in our heart. And so we're allowing that Christ vision. We're allowing our true self. So that Christ vision, it's really us. It's who we are in our natural state. That's what we're learning to enjoy. That's what we're learning to try on. That's what we're learning to be most of. So, am I my past? Am I my linear self? Or am I my brilliance? So allow your light to shine. Allow your light to be discovered. When I'm saying be discovered, for some of you, you've received packages you have not opened yet. You ever do that? You get mail or a package and then you get busy with something else and it's like, oh, I forgot to open that package. You have packages waiting for your kind gesturing. In other words, waiting for your quickened return, waiting for you to have a look-see, waiting for you, I don't want to say care, but that's actually what they're saying to me. And what it has to do with is like really making a decision ahead of time. If you try to make a decision when you're hot and heavy, meaning like you're lost, you're angry or whatever, like good luck with that. But if you make a decision ahead of time, first thing in the morning, whatever arises is going to meet my light. Whatever arises, remember, like we're holding up the muddy shoes and everything's getting cleared. So it's totally okay if we get triggered. It's totally okay whatever happens. We want to remember this. Sometimes it's going to be incredibly enjoyable, and you know how the ego works. It comes in when you're not expecting it, and that's totally okay because that is assisting us as well. So anything that can take us to a lower vibration, we want to see. Because we want to learn to understand, meaning we want to learn how to adjust to our true nature. We want to forgive. We want to release. We don't want any of that hanging out in our auric field. So if there's something that triggers within ourselves, we want it shown. We want to invest in it so we can sprinkle it with light, so we can release it, so we can forgive it, so that we're no longer committed to the past. The reason being, if we're still committed to the past, we're going to be creating out of past consciousness. If we open up to our spectacular new vision, meaning our light, we're creating from that new loveliness. We're creating from that new sunshine. So that sounds a little bit more interesting. So allow yourselves to pass through. I've seen it twice now where one time I opened a portal, another time a very powerful spiritual being and myself, not myself in the linear, but the spiritual self, opened up a portal. So it's available. It's available now, not next month, not next year, literally right now, as we will decide, as we will prioritize. I'm going to leave. They want me to leave with that. As we will prioritize. We get, I don't want to say lazy, but we get comfortable. Let's say comfortable. We get comfortable in the old consciousness. So the more that we can remember to prioritize, the more we can prioritizing, it'll help us because it'll just keep it nicely available. because there's still this tendency to go back. There's still this tendency to be unconscious. There's still this tendency to just be totally in linear 3D reality as if this is actually real. So the more we prioritize the light, we will experience that quick return. So allow yourselves to travel lightly. Travel lightly, meaning, remember, like travel as lightly as your angels fly or something. But lightly is you're traveling with your light. You're always traveling with your light. Just like if I need to go somewhere at some point, I've always got my GPS now, thanks to technology. We now always have our light, thanks to the ascension. So allow yourselves to be gifted, allow yourselves to receive in abundance. Remember, we're all still climbing out of scarcity beliefs. We all have some more than others, but we want to keep emphasizing in abundance because our consciousness is still trying to register to that. Abundance? What do you mean? Have you seen my bank account? I'm not seeing abundance. So some of our bank accounts don't display abundance because we're still in the process of opening up to our sunshine. So it may be your bank account, it may be your physical health, it may be your, like, whatever it is. It may be all of the above. Totally okay, it doesn't matter. Because once we receive the sunshine, once we receive our true nature, once we expect that miracle to occur, once we understand we are the I am that I am, meaning we're all of it, then whatever we need, we have a sort of value, meaning we have access to. It would be impossible not to, because we're all of it. But when we still think we're separate, when we still think we're just the body, everything separated from us, everything split. So allow yourselves to travel lightly, allow yourselves to travel, they're saying, to heaven. Again, heaven's a state of consciousness. When they use words that have like religious connotations, it's a little bit tricky because our mind tends to jump to what we were convinced of in the past rather than opening up to our new reality, opening up to our new inheritance. So I'm going to leave us an inheritance, because how lovely is that? Receive your spiritual inheritance and begin to dance. Begin to dance, and we're dancing in a new vibrational reality. We're dancing in heaven. Receive, receive, receive. Mwah! And so it is.